Tequila.
Chef Wooley from WAKY. That was a song you heard over and over and over again many, many years ago. It's 1026. It's our going away party all evening long on WAKY. It's one from 65 you heard quite a bit from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun.
That's Aretha Franklin and it's Johnny Randolph. Well, we're running out of time. Here are we? It's 1032 at Wacky. And we got Mark was with us.
This is great. I came back from lunch.
Strange lunch.
We're having the Wacky farewell party, and a couple of us went out to lunch, so to speak, and stepped back into the radio station here, and there stands Johnny Randolph in the lobby.
Well, you know, ironically, you called me earlier at home down in Danville, Kentucky, and I thought, gee, I would love to hear the final Wacky farewell party,
yeah.
But at night, you can't pick up the station in Danville, Kentucky. The station comes in better in Wichita, Kansas than it does in Danville at night. So I thought, well, I just drive up here.
Well,
so
we took advantage of it. He's standing here and said that, and we thought, oh, what the heck?
What the heck?
Let's just have Johnny Randolph on Wacky again.
You know, so, you're talking about the tapes that you have coming up at 11 o'clock. I don't have any tapes.
Oh, really?
Of this station. I worked here for 11 or 12 years. Did not have the first tape.
They were all here.
Oh, they were all here, yeah.
When I came in, went back to our production studio where we do our commercials and stuff, and got into that little closet, and there's a bunch of them. There's some of you, did we have Bill Crisp back there, guys?
Yeah.
Somebody said Bill Crisp.
There's Gary Burp. No.
His ex-wife came in and erased it.
That's a true one.
Dude Walker is back there. Mason is back there. Gary Burbank is back there. Weird Beard is back there. There's a bunch of them. So we've just kind of been putting them all together tonight. And since you showed up, we won't play yours.
Probably just as well.
No, we're going to have you on the radio, rocking and rolling. You can play some of those things. So
fine.
There's the music on the wall.
The music is on the wall. Of a drag with the Buckinghams and Wacky, and I'm Johnny Randolph here for the last time, and boy, we do mean the last time. What is? Let me talk to Gary Clark over here. So I can get Gary over here. Gary, I suppose by what I was listening to driving up, Gary is kind of like the radio station historian here, who obviously has been a radio junkie since his brother started driving him around when he was a kid.
No, actually, I was a radio junkie once. An electrician friend of the family's gave me an old radio in a shoebox when I was 6 years old, and I turned it to Wacky Radio, and it stayed there for a year. The knob was actually rusted on the Wacky position.
What year was that?
About 1963.
You know, 1963, I had made up my mind at the time, ironically, it was about that time, maybe 62, and I was raised up in Ohio, and you could pick up Wacky in Ohio. And I thought, that is the station where I want to work. I was in radio at the time in Middletown, Ohio, and I thought, Wacky is the station where I want to work, and that was a goal.
Did you listen to WSAI in Cincinnati?
Well, that was another goal.
Yeah.
Well, but Wacky was the big one. Mm-hmm. You know, Wacky was definitely the big station. And the opportunity presented itself to get a job in Louisville, but ironically, it was not at Wacky. It was at the old WKLO. And there was
the big 1080.
Well, at the time, it was not the big 1080. It was just nothing. I think there were still 1,000 watts, so 9,000 watts less than you ended up. But anyway,
through a long wire antenna, probably.
Yeah, there was a record promotion man that would come through town. That also did the record promoting in Louisville, and I asked him if he knew of anything going on in Louisville. I wanted to work at Wacky, and he said no, but he said the WKLO is an opening. And I said, what is that? I never heard of that. And he said, well, he said, they're doing pretty good down there. So, okay, so we took a tape down. I got on at KLO and spent about a year there and then came over here. But I probably started listening to Wacky by the time you did, when Tim Tyler was here.
Mm-hmm.
He is sales manager of a country station and what they call AOR, Album-Oriented Rock Station, in Dayton. No, he's general manager, been up there for several years. You mentioned earlier, before that, there was Jim Light. Mm-hmm. Jim Light went to become president of Westinghouse Broadcasting. He passed away several years ago.
His real name was Jim Lightfoot.
Jim Lightfoot, mm-hmm. That's right, at Small Feet. Then you mentioned Jack Sanders, and he passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. He certainly was a legend. And the others I'm really not sure about. Rudy Ratfink got run over on Dixie Highway.
Well, the last I saw Bill Crisp, he was in Lexington on a TV station doing weather, but that was many years ago.
Bill Crisp, and you won't believe this when I tell you, Bill Crisp is general manager of a part owner of a radio station in Seaford, Delaware, but the call letters are WSUX.
S-U-X.
S-U-X. It is.
I do want to...
Let's hear the story that you've told before about when you were working at WKLO, and these two gentlemen got in a fight, and they came through the plate glass window, and your friends from Wacky, which you weren't working for at the time, came up the street.
Let me tell the story first, that Silent Sam Seberg is still out at the transmitter.
Still at the transmitter.
I saw him here just a couple months ago. Okay, go ahead.
And so he said hello.
And so is Jerry Shea, the engineer. Well... over at WKLO, which was over on what is now Muhammad Ali Boulevard, they had a showcase window, and it was a real showcase window. I mean, the type where you could walk by and tap on the glass, and the disc jockey was within 3 feet of you. Well, one time a couple of punks got in a fight, and they just came right through the plate glass window over there. As a result, there's glass all over the place. Some people over here at Wacky, namely Tim Tyler and Jim Brand, disc jockey, who's down in Gainesville, Florida, I think. He was the Rudy Ratfink, by the way. He was a voice on that. Jim Brand was. But anyway, they heard it on a scanner. They came over and they made up a makeshift sign that said, Wacky cleans up on WKLO. And they wanted to position that sign right out in front of WKLO to get this on the 11 o'clock news. Well, they came over there, and I was on the air at the time. And every time I go to take a picture, I made sure that something that just would occur in the picture that they couldn't get it on television. You know, need I say more?
Isn't it something about a finger that you have a problem with?
Yeah. That time it worked out to my advantage. Cha-cha-cha, easier said than done from Wacky Radio. This is Johnny Randolph in the last night. We've got Gary Clark here, who's the Wacky historian, I guess you could say. And this is the last night. In case you just tuned in, Wacky is changing format tonight at midnight tonight. Going beautiful music, Montavani, et cetera, et cetera. And this is it, and definitely the end of an era. Somebody asked me how I felt personally after spending 11 years here and leaving about 9 years ago. It's like a death in the family.
Mm-hmm. It
really is. But nevertheless, you know, you press on, and you always have the good times to talk about and the things that went on in Louisville. So, you know, as the song says, you can't take that away from us. So you'll still be here.
Still be here and doing production and other things around the station, yeah.
All right. And Joe Elliott will still be here.
He's moving to the FM.
VEZ, WVEZ, which is quite successful, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
On that. Doing well.
The new Light and Easy.
The new Light and Easy. And coming up at 11 o'clock, we have some air checks or tapes, as they say, of some wacky DJs.
And since you're here now, you can give us the inside story on some of these people. We'll know what they were really like on and off the air. That's what you could do for
That's
us.
That's right. Well, you know, and I'll pull no punches. I mean, you know, what the heck would mean anything to me? Boy, here's a great song. This is out of 1958. This is I have to say late great. All DJs say late great Eddie Cochran from Wacky. 79 WAKY, Eddie Cochran. Summertime Blues. How many times has that song been recorded? 4 or 5 times, been a hit. Eddie Cochran.
Blue Cheer did it.
Blue Cheer,
in the 70s.
The Who.
Yeah, The Who, that's right, yeah.
And somebody had one out about 2 or 3 years ago, too, didn't they?
I don't remember that version.
I don't either. Well, this is the final hour and 14 minutes of Wacky. And I'm Johnny Randolph. We've got Gary Clark here. We've got Tom Harden, Joey Elliott. Who am I leaving out?
Mark Starr.
Mark Starr.
Mark Strauss.
Here. Mark Strauss, our current program director, is here. We have tried to get a hold of Gary Burbank, I understand, who works up in Cincinnati. Gary is out of town tonight. We couldn't get a hold of him to get a few passing comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can't get a hold of Gary. Well, I'll tell you, it looks like it's you and me, huh?
Oh,
against the world, and of course...
is one of your favorites.
Fantastic Johnny C, of course. 790 WAKY, the Fantastic Johnny C in Boogaloo down Broadway. You're probably asking yourself the question, whatever happened to the Fantastic Johnny C? The musical answer is nothing. This is Johnny Randolph. Here's the very first song I ever played in Louisville back in 1965. In the summertime, and can't get no satisfaction by the Stones on Wacky. Can't get no. Mick and the Stones on Wacky. This is Johnny Randolph here, the legendary Wacky. And this is our final night, not of being on the air, but being a rock station. Joe Elliott is here, and Joe has been morning man at Wacky now for some time, haven't you, Joe?
Well, hey, let's see here. Wait a minute. Let me
got to flip the switch here, John.
I'm glad it was your fault and not mine.
That's right. This I've been the morning man for about 20 minutes here. No, actually, it's been, I guess, almost 6 months now. It is, in a sense, a bit of a sad night, but we've had a great time looking back at... you know, at all the different things, and I've got to get you to tell me a story here. I know you and Gary were talking, and I haven't been listening, as intently as I should have, so you may have told this story. Did you tell the story yet about where you went to the press conference?
Oh.
I guess it was it in Los Angeles?
With Chicago.
With the WKLO guy. Tell that story.
Okay.
That's a great story.
Ken Douglas, who at the time, back at the time with the Rolling Stones and Satisfaction was popular, Ken Douglas was an English disc jockey, but he was really not a DJ. He was a clothing salesman at the old Shuff and Snyder clothing store, which was down here on Walnut Street, and they basically made him a DJ. And he was really big with the Beatles and the English, and he was a genuine Englishman and talked like an Englishman and whatever, and was quite popular at the time. And I was over here, and he was still doing some stuff for them. And he and the program director over WKLO went up to Chicago. Now, this is the same program director that fired me over there. I walked the plank with the best of them. And so the Beatles were in Chicago, and Wacky and WKLO were a tooth and nail as far as getting listeners, and both were rock stations at the time. And I went up to Chicago to record the press conference, and WKLO, we promoted this on the air, and KLO decided they were going to send their program director and Ken Douglas up there to also cover the press conference. Well, they're up there, and of course, all these people, all these reporters around and everything else, and Ken and the program director could not figure out how to work the recorder, and so I said, well, you know, we'll let bygones be bygones, I'll show you how to do it. And I basically did the recorder, but didn't push the record button, just pushed the play button. So the tape was running. But before I pushed the play button, I pushed the record button in and just turned my back so they couldn't see me and into the crowd. And I said, attention, Mitch Michael and Ken Douglas of WKLO. Don't send boys up here to do a man's job. And then flip the record button off. And so they thought they had the whole Beatle conference, and they really didn't. So both stations are promoting this on the air, and they're promoting it that they would have it at 4 o'clock. And I think we came back on basically the same airplane. And we're promoting it. We're going to have it at 3:58.
Yeah.
And anyway, we had the interview over here at Wacky, and they didn't. That was just one of the nasty things that went on. There were quite a few.
Did that competition, that rivalry with KLO, really help make the radio station what it was?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. It was a severe rivalry. It got a little nasty at times, but the thing about it was the listeners are the ones that benefited, because it kept both radio stations up, and both disc jockeys, especially people like Burbank and whatever, had the killer instinct. Burbank has an incredible killer instinct about him. It's just, he would stay up 24 hours a day writing material for his program just to get a few more listeners.
He's, and of course, still doing very well in Cincinnati now.
Yes, he is. And I might add, I had lunch with him here a few weeks ago, and he works just as hard. You know, the man is incredible. He's a very hard worker and works just as hard now that he did then.
Who's the most unforgettable character you worked with at Wacky?
I would say probably Gary Burbank, to a degree. Gary and Bill Bailey to another degree, but I usually came in here about 10 o'clock, and Bailey was usually leaving at 10 o'clock, so I saw a lot more of Burbank than I did Bailey, but Burbank was unforgettable, and so was a Weird Beard. The Weird Beard and I ended up being very good friends over the years. Let's see, who else? Well, and we must mention Coyote Calhoun, who was a real character and quite a talent in his own right.
I've heard you tell a few Tom Dooley stories along
Tom
the
Dooley
way.
Tom Dooley was another unforgettable. You want to play a tune and hear a Tom Dooley story? Or
let's play some music and we'll.
Okay. This is WAKY Louisville, by the way, at a minute after 11. And don't let me interfere on your air check thing, your tapes here, Joe. All right.
I'll tell you what. Let's play one more song here.
We're making this up as we go along.
That's right. This is live radio, folks.
You bet.
Let's play one more song here. Tell the Tom Dooley story, and then we'll hear some of the tapes from the Jocks of the past. How about that?
Sounds good. 79 WAKY. This is Johnny Randolph here on the legendary Wacky, and our final night as a rock station in less than 1 hour. Wacky goes what they known as beautiful music.
That's right. Little less than 1 hour to go, John.
That's right.
We're going to be playing some great great tapes of some of the great old jocks that a lot of folks have called up and asked us about. But first, I want to get one quick Tom Dooley story from you.
One quick Tom Dooley. Tom Dooley worked here a couple of times. A lot of people remember Tom, who works in Dallas, by the way, at KVIL. Oh, no, did work at KVIL. He works at a Christian station now. Tom was the man who had Tom Dooley and the Love Lights, a very exciting a la James Brown and the Famous Flames type band. But anyway, Tom Dooley was kind of a strange fella, likable but strange. He was mesmerized most of all by thunder and lightning. And after a thunderstorm, he would come in the next day, a kind of glassy look in his eyes, and say, "Wow, we had a great storm last night. You know, the only thing I could think of was a doggone thing kept me awake."
Yeah.
And he would always talk about the lightning, and it was the gods that were speaking and this type thing. And he lived out here in Crescent Hill. And one night there was a storm, and he always talked about watching the lightning. There was a storm, but it was so bad that I couldn't sleep, so I thought, I wonder what Dooley's doing. So I just got in a car and drove over to his house, and he was sitting out in the yard in his underpants only in a metal lawn chair looking up at the lightning.
Wow.
A little strange.
In a metal lawn chair?
A metal lawn chair.
I don't want to trust my luck with that.
I guess if he got zapped, he'd go with a smile on his face, I suppose. But that was a Tom Dooley story there.
The way the gods had intended it. Why don't we listen to some of these tapes? These are some great ones, too. We have Bill Crisp and Bobby Harper and a whole bunch of things.